Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, February 1st, 2025. Oops, no correction. It's February 3rd. It is still a Monday, though. Kathy Reese, Executive Director of Native Gardens of Blue Hill, is with us today to let you know about a new course that the nonprofit is sponsoring.
Hi, my name is Kathy Reese. I'm the Executive Director of Native Gardens of Blue Hill. And I wanted to talk to you today about a green infrastructure certification program that we're going to be offering starting February 12th. The aim of the program is to educate local individuals about proven tools and techniques for solving stormwater runoff issues. The green part of green infrastructure infers that many of the solutions are using living plants and shaping the land to allow water to infiltrate rather than run off. We're noticing that rainstorms are dropping a lot more rain than they used to, and with an increased amount of impervious surfaces like roofs, roads, parking lots, the rainwater has nowhere to go. That is resulting in flooding. Constructing features that can temporarily contain and allow stormwater to infiltrate into the soil and the aquifer can help reduce the runoff problems and improve the quality of water. Town administrators, public works officials, and planning boards will benefit from knowing about these alternative solutions, as well as those people involved in designing, building, and repairing our infrastructure. The program will be 35 hours of virtual instruction. It's going to be happening on Wednesday and Thursday evenings from 5:30 to 8:30 and two Saturdays from 8:30 to 5:30 throughout the month of February. You'll be all wrapped up by the end of the month and you'll be ready to take your exam for the national certification. Continuing education credits are available from the Maine DEP for people who want to keep up their certification in erosion control practices. You want to get yourself registered by February 10th. The registration process is a little bit lengthy and an application is required. The cost of the program is $850, but there are several sources of scholarship funds to people who qualify. Those would mainly be people who are already in the business, either working for themselves or working for Maine employers. For more information, go to the Native Gardens of Blue Hill Events webpage or email info@ngbh.org to find out more and to sign up by February 12th.
That was Kathy Reese of Native Gardens of Blue Hill. Their website is nativemaingardens.org. While there's been a lot of focus on our federal government, here in Maine, our state legislators are getting back to work. Among the public hearings today that you can participate in if you wish are three that pertain to elections-related issues that the League of Women Voters has weighed in on. Today at 10, and all three of these are at the Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee. Today at 10, they'll be hearing public input on LD 118, which would expand clean elections. And the League of Women Voters say, quote, "This bill expands the clean elections program to include candidates running for sheriff and district attorney. The League will testify in support. We know that clean elections encourages more people to run for office and allows them to serve without being beholden to big donors or special interests." Scheduled to start at noon is a public hearing on LD 234 to eliminate ranked choice voting. The League says, quote, "Since 2011, the League has endorsed and fought for ranked choice voting. We believe it gives more chance to voters and eliminates the spoiler effect. We oppose this bill. We encourage you to write testimony in opposition to this bill," end quote. And at 2 p.m., there will be a public hearing on LD 175, again reading from the League of Women Voters, opinion on this bill, quote, "The bill amends Maine's constitution to specify that only citizens of the U.S. are eligible to vote in any federal, state, or municipal election. Non-citizens already are not permitted to vote in elections. Shifting the text of the Constitution could weaken rights for eligible voters, and for this important reason, we oppose the bill," end quote. You can get more information on what's happening in Augusta at legislature.maine.gov. And for more information on the League of Women Voters of Maine, their chapter, their website is lwvme.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.